It's time for Harvey's Huddle.
It's happening.
Wow.
Right now.
It's on. It's happening.
With Brian Harvey. ADD Radio.
Like you're even paying attention anymore.
On KTYV. Sports on FM at 105.7.
It is Harvey's Huddle. We're heading into the final hour here on the holiday edition as we're smack dab in the middle between Christmas and New Year's. Hopefully you're having a great holiday week, whether you live here in town in the area, Northwest Colorado, or you are visiting. Welcome to town. Welcome to Northwest Colorado. Big shout out, of course, to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, employee owned and operated, the contractor's choice and the homeowner's friend. For all your building materials, go see Cody and the gang at Alpine Lumber. Easy to find, just on the other side of the tracks from Walgreens. Also, a big, big shout out to Central Park Liquor in Central Park Plaza. The lowest prices and best selection on beer, wine, and booze, guaranteed. And of course, it is New Year's. New Year's Eve is coming up on Sunday. And normally Central Park Liquor is open 11 to 7. Now I think they've actually changed that to 10 to 7. But on New Year's Eve, they're going to be open extended hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've got incredible deals. They've got incredible selection, great service. And in fact, if you're looking for champagne, whether it's the cheap stuff, or you're looking for something high-end, they have got you covered with champagne, sparkling wines, and so much more to get you going for the holiday season. Also, a big shout-out to our friends over at the law firm of Bell & Pollock. You get into an accident, you need a legal game plan. Gary Bell and his team will give you just that, a legal game plan. Yes, yes, they will. So, Cody, I'll just put him on speaker. They're coming in on Colorado time, steamboat time, as we like to say, Hayden time, Northwest Colorado time. At any rate, Cody May in the house. We're waiting for Keenan Hayes, of course, world champion bareback rider, bronc rider, and rookie of the year, 20 years young, but they got lost up here in Copper Ridge.
They just drove by. I just seen him drive by. I tried to call Donnie, but it's different given directions. It's not like fence posts and county roads.
Yes, I mean, and the mailbox. And I know Donnie. I'm not sure if I had pinged him the MapQuest or the Google Maps information, it would make any sense anyway.
Well, I called him and I told him, go past the cat store, take a right, go up to the Y, take a left. That's pretty self-explanatory. And then you go down there and I said, look for the Mini X on the right at 50 yards past the Mini excavator, go back in there. So that was my country instructions. That should have got him here.
Should have got him here. Right. You know, pinged right. Him right here. If you're just joining us in the house, we got Cody May. Not only does he work over at Victory Motors in Craig, but also the voice of Moffat County football and basketball. Basketball season just getting underway for the Bulldogs. How are they looking right now?
You know, right now they're 4-4. They went in a couple big tournaments. They went out to the UNA tournament, and then they went down to the Glenwood tournament, played some bigger teams, you know, some bigger schools from Junction and whatnot. The last game in Moffat County, they played Middle Park and got a win down there. So looking big, you know, they've got a couple big kids, Hafey. Obviously, you know, that name from football, number 23 on the gridiron, number 23 on the floor.
The kids that they have that play both basketball and football, I think their basketball team's going to be just fine. Yeah. Especially as they start gelling.
Yeah, and they have another one down low as well, 6'7". Former soccer player, really green when it comes to the hardwood, talking to the coach down there, working him in, and they're trying to get him seasoned going to play down low. So he's getting some good time on the hardwood, and you know, if he can get a little bit more seasoned as the season goes on, it'll be good.
Awesome. Keenan, pull that mic right towards you. Don't be afraid of it. Ladies and gentlemen, in the house, he's a world champion. He's the rookie of the year. He's 20 years young. Hayden High School graduate, Mr. Keenan Hayes. Keenan, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Doing very well. Thank you for taking the time. I hear you've been in demand right now.
Oh, here and there. Yeah.
Well, welcome home. Is it good to be home?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Having a good time just hanging out at the house, getting some things done. But
And for those that have been living in a shoebox or under a rock, Keenan, you had a pretty good rookie season here. Let's talk about how it began. Let's go back. We got some time here. So let's go back to the beginning of the season, sort of what your expectations were and how it happened this year. Because Cody's going to tell a story from several years back that I'm going to make him tell because he told me and I fell on the floor laughing, but it's very much Northwest Colorado because we've got some niche sports here, whether it's Nordic combined skiing, whether it's bronc riding, bull riding. We do some weird things here in Northwest Colorado. So back to the beginning of this season, what were your expectations coming in? And it feels like you got a long season. When did it start and how does that work for, you know, we got some traditional sports fans here on the air.
Right. So it kind of starts right after September 30th. They have rodeos that roll right into the next year. September 30th is our cutoff date for money that counts to this year.
Okay.
And so like right after that, I went to three.
So that's 2022.
2022. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. September 2022. So you are what, 19, 18 at the time?
19. Yeah.
19.
Yep. So I was just kind of finished my year on my permit. I waited too long to buy it. So I ended up going one more year and that would have been the year previous in 21. So I just bought it right away, beginning of 22 and was entered at the circuit finals and a few other small ones here and there.
But. And so you can just buy a permit to be a bronc rider? How does this work? Do you need to qualify for said permit?
You just got to be 18 and then you can buy your permit.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll let you into some rodeos. You might have to go to the small ones and
he's got a pulse. We're going to let him in.
yeah. Pretty much. They take in everybody. Once you win $1,000, I think you can buy your card.
Okay.
So I went 2 years on my permit and then bought it right away last year and entered circuit finals. Ended up winning the circuit finals and the same way as I wanted to go, how I've always planned it, have everything count. Every dollar counts at the end of the year. So
yeah.
I wanted to get a full deal. That's why I waited the year before. So I go into that and then go into some New Year's Eve, Denver, a couple weeks after New Year's. And
so that's 2023. So last year, about 12 months ago.
Yes, sir. Yep. Didn't really win any money in Gillette and then won a little bit in Denver. Went down to Fort Worth. No luck there. And went up to Rapid City. I think I was second in Rapid and right back down to Texas. We had San Antonio and Houston and all them. Ended up second in San Antonio and third in Houston. And just those two right there kind of set me up, knocking on number two. I was sitting second for about then on after San Antonio on. And then right after Houston, probably a month later, I finally bumped LB out of the driver's seat.
And who's LB for our listeners?
Leighton Berry.
All right.
He was leading it all winter. He won San Antonio and won Houston. So it took me a little bit of catching up at the beginning of
And how old is he?
24-ish, okay. Something like that.
And where's he from?
He's from Weatherford, Texas.
Okay. Do you know him well now that you've been doing the circuit together?
Yeah. I knew him before I even bought my first permit. I was staying at his dad's house.
Sweet.
With his brother. We were amateur rodeoing down in Texas. So I was parked my camper there for a couple months. But yeah, they're awesome family.
So I bet a bunch. It's a pretty tight community, right? You know, like y'all get your ride on the bronc or several in your case.
Oh yeah.
But are you cheering for one another? How does that work? Because there's a lot of dice rolling because it matters which bronc you draw.
Right.
And then how the ride goes.
Yeah. So it's not really any of our control, how everybody else does and what they get on. And we're all hanging out in the locker room and fist bumps and we're all buddies for the most part, which is a little different than some of the other events for sure. Like bareback riders, definitely probably the tightest knit community at all the rodeo events. But we're always out there just helping each other out, making sure our stuff's good. If horse breaks or rigging, we're all jumping in there to give him one. And it's just kind of how it works in the bareback riding. There ain't very many of us, so got to keep everybody going.
Absolutely. So, and how many actual competitions are there in a season?
As many as you want to, probably. I don't know the exact number. There's probably
how many
five.
Did you compete in the last 17 months here?
Since the start of last year, yeah. I had 92. Those are just rodeos. I think I got on 150 horses-ish.
Now, do you have a massage therapist, a chiropractor? Like, what is it that you do to keep that body in shape? And I realize you're a little bit younger than me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And your dad.
Right. Yeah, no, it's a good thing I'm young for now, for sure. And I've been holding together pretty good. But no, usually that first jump on every horse, they stretch you right back out. So you're good to go. And we're getting on so many in a week. Once we get into riding shape, it's kind of just how it is in and out.
And if you're just joining us, we're hanging here with Cody May and Keenan Hayes, world champion bronc rider. It was on page three. Finally, the pilot got it together and put it on page one. But that was well after Shannon had put it all over Steamboat Radio, of course, because she's always first with the news, as we all know this. But Keenan, you're 20 years old. Here you are. You're winning a ton of money, and it is not an easy way to do this. When did you start knowing that you wanted to be a bronc rider? Because this starts at a young age.
Well, I'd get on steers and stuff, steers and calves when I first started getting on stuff. But even before that, it was just at brandings and stuff. We'd be turning them loose. And
so your folks have a ranch right out in Hayden?
Yeah, we have some horses at the house. And then my grandparents had cows growing up, and that, and hauling cows and sheep with dad, and just kind of been around it my whole life. So that got me started, just helping people branding and my grandparents. And we'd always throw me on something, it seemed like, at all of them. If we were turning a calf loose, I'd be getting on it. From then, got into mutton busting, just had to do something at the fair and whatnot, and outgrew that. Started getting on steers up at Alan Boko's house, and
yeah.
Jake Boko would come and coach me up and everything. And so I started out doing all that and got on a lot of bulls. And then kind of at the same time, a couple years later, I'd get on some ponies and rode ponies for a whole bunch of years, and just kind of outgrew those eventually, right into the open bull ridings. I went to a lot of those just because they're everywhere around Colorado. So I was getting on bulls a lot more than I was horses. But went on high school rodeo, junior high rodeo, doing all three, bronc riding, saddle bronc and bulls. So we'd do that and then just go right into the amateur rodeos during the summer and open rodeos, and finally outgrew all that, turned 18, and been turned loose ever since.
Here we are. Now, Cody, you were what, announcing a Rouse County Fair? What event were you announcing when you first laid eyes on young Keenan Hayes?
Donnie called me and asked if I would come announce the junior rodeo at the Rouse County Fair. And I don't remember exactly what year it was. I'm guessing probably 2011, 2012. I'm like, sure, you know. So I come up and I announce the junior rodeo, which is just junior kids. Junior bulls, junior broncs and stuff like that. Donnie was up in the crow's nest with me. And he's like, oh, yeah. He's like, here comes Keenan. And Keenan is knee-high to a grasshopper, little chaps, you know, leather, big helmet on at the time. And he straps one on a horse and goes out there and makes it, I don't know, 5-6 strides. And, you know, I mean, kind of like a kid when they slide into third base, he just fall off and slide, you know. And most normal kids are probably okay with that. And they're going to get up and go back to mom and dad and be...
And maybe it hurts a little bit, I want to do this again.
No, it doesn't feel great when you fall off anything, right? So here comes Keenan. He gets back by the strip and shoot, gets his rigging off that horse, goes back over the chute gate, puts it on another one, and does this again. And again, and again. And I think he got on like 6 or 7 horses that day. And I was looking at Donnie, and I'm like, dude, this kid is wired just different. I mean, he's not normal. I mean, he's like really, really tough, or something's going on, because normal kids, you know, I mean, you crash and burn once or twice off a bike, you're done, right?
You're done.
No, not Keenan. He goes, it wasn't like he got off the pickup, man. He was, you know, falling off these horses. Some of them bucked a little harder than other ones, but like 7 or 8 times that day he did this, and I just started shaking my head. I'm like, and I knew right then and there, I was like, you know, he's not normal.
You call that serving donuts on another planet.
That's a lot of try. It's a lot of try.
And that's how you get good, right?
Yeah.
And you got a little passion for what you do. How did you choose between bulls and broncs? Because it does seem like the bull riders, they get a little bit more of the limelight.
Well, I mean, I rode bulls up until I was pro rodeo, and they let me in my first pro rodeo in both, and went and won a day money check. I think I was like 52 points. Bull wasn't the greatest. They asked if I wanted another one. I was like, no, I'm going to take my money. I got on my bareback horse, same rodeo. I think my day money check in the bull riding paid more than my third place check in the bareback. And that was the last one that they let me into. And I mean, I entered a few more they didn't let me into. They're a lot bigger ones, so there's a lot more entries into them. So harder to get into. And I just got tired of packing all the bull riding stuff and not using it. So I just left it at home, quit entering the bull riding. And
specialized in horses.
Yeah. They kind of made my choice for me, but probably the right one.
All right. So it's a small world, is the rodeo world. But early on, back in the day when KBCR was just a standalone, and we still do help co-promote the bulls, the bull riding, the over Labor Day. And I think Jaxton Mortensen was probably about four or five, and he was mutt busting, which is riding a sheep, right?
Yes, sir.
And you've done that, as you just mentioned.
Yep.
So do you know Jackson? Do you know those guys?
Yeah, I know Jackson and JC really good. And their granddad JC Trujillo.
Heck yeah, a legend.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we go up to his ranch all the time. Every time they're up and hang out and go do whatever up there.
Were you with him this Labor Day when he may have hurt himself and couldn't compete in the bull riding?
Shoot, I couldn't tell you exactly where I was, but we could have been somewhere the same. We run into each other quite a bit.
Well, I remember, and I always love the mutton busting. It's my favorite because the kids get out there, and I've got this picture of you from the story that Cody just told, but I remember Jackson holding on to a sheep.
Oh, yeah.
And literally he got spun underneath it, but would not let go. And so the sheep's dragging his head on the ground, and I've got a feeling you guys are wired kind of similarly.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually when you see a kid doing that, they might have a future in it. That's for sure.
So here you are. You're coming into season number two. You've won over $450,000. That's unbelievable. I'm not sure I've made that in my lifetime. I've certainly not saved it.
Same but, here.
Yeah. That's good. But did I hear your mom's a banker?
Yeah. Oh yeah. She keeps me on a tight string for sure. She don't let
God
me get
bless
too.
Her. You will thank her later in life.
Oh yeah. I am right now. I like to kind of go out and splurge a little bit after something like that. So yeah. It's a good thing to have mom on the backside not letting me.
Good guardrails. You got great parents right here. So good guardrails. Now, yes, your dad's way into the demolition derby, the smash up derby at the Rao County Fair. Yep. Now, I know you've only been driving for a few years. You're a ranch kid. What, since you were eight? Have you participated yet in the Smash Up Derby, or are we saving that for the next career?
We usually just let everybody else have a chance. I ain't the best driver, so I'd probably do pretty good in it. so we're going to leave everybody else to it.
Perfect. Here, go ahead. Go jump up to the mic there, Dad.
Well, Keenan and his buddies have darn sure disassembled a lot of vehicles and got them ready to go back.
To be smashed.
Yeah, from... Ever since our first demolition derby, him and Wyatt Murphy and a few others have jumped in. And it's funny because you talk to some of the dads and the older guys about building cars, and they can come up with every reason in the world why they can't do it. And I look at two 7th graders that completely disassembled a Dodge Dakota pickup, other than the windshield, because they smashed it, but in about 2 hours. They completely tore the pickup down and have it ready to go back together. And here's all these dads going, I just ain't got time.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So once this whole bronc riding is over, maybe a second career demolition derby. But you're familiar with Chris Ledoux, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. I listened to him forever.
He's a legend, right? Ned played, what, two Rao County Fairs ago. Now, he was a world champion bronc rider like yourself, but he also played the guitar. Do you have any musical interests at all?
Oh, no. It's within everybody else's interest not to do that. I can't play anything.
Maybe the drums. Just the radio.
Yeah, maybe the drums one day, but that's about it.
Yeah, that's what I say. I play CDs. I used to play cassettes. We got rid of those. Now it's mostly in the computer. Good stuff. So you went. What year did you graduate from Hayden High School?
Well, I never graduated from Hayden. I went to online school beginning of my sophomore year.
And was that all because you were competing?
I had a big reason to do with it. I ended up breaking my jaw at a first high school rodeo that year. So by the time I got back and got to even thinking about school again, I was pretty far behind. So we went straight to the online school, which was a lot easier with rodeo, and I could go do it a lot more. We were always fighting with the school, being gone all the time. So that helped out a bunch. But yeah, I did that just because I broke my jaw, really.
All right. And that's not easy either, because you've got to be motivated. And obviously, you're a motivated kid, because to get to where you've gotten at such a young age, that takes hard work and persistence. But doing classes online, you know, it's like, I'll do it later.
Yeah.
Like, but you're probably pretty busy and had to schedule that out. And you say it's easy, but that had to be kind of hard. It would be really difficult for me.
Well, I'm really good at procrastinating, so it definitely got shoved to the back, and then them last couple weeks, I'd be busting it to get it done.
Little or no sleep.
Yeah, a lot of that, and but no, I ended up doing that for 2 years. I graduated a year early, so in 2020, I graduated. Nice. And was supposed to go down to college in Texas when I was still 17, and Had some vehicle issues that summer. Never really wanted to go to college, so I...
Hence the vehicle issues.
Yeah.
Did you maybe take a few things apart from the car that you were supposed to be driving down there, or the truck that you were supposed to be driving down there with?
Well, it kind of disassembled itself at high school finals in Oklahoma. It blew up my engine and my pickup. And then, instead of taking my camper and my pickup down to Texas, I took my Chrysler and got tired of that rather quick. And never quite made it to college. Wouldn't come back about a month after I was supposed to start college, and went back to work so I could rodeo when I turned 18.
So going to college, though, were you getting some scholarship offers or anything? Do they do that for rodeo? I mean, I know a lot of people are not familiar with the sport, but obviously there's some money in it.
Yeah, no, I had countless schools offer my college for free, and I just never really had the interest and knew if I was going out there, I was going to rodeo, and sure as heck wasn't going to be reading books. So I just kind of jumped out of it right before I was signed and everything. And then the day I was supposed to show up, I didn't end up showing up. I found out Stephenville was a lot more fun than Snyder. But no, we hung out down there for a couple, just amateur rodeoing as much as I could. And then come back up that winter and just worked all winter. And once I turned 18, I went at it.
Awesome. Now, when you competed in high school rodeo, how does that work? Because it's not like every high school has their own rodeo team. It's a bit of a niche sport. You can see that with some of the winter sports club skiers, whether they're doing Nordic Combined or Moguls. Alpine's a little bit more mainstream. You can get a college education that way if you're real good. But with high school rodeo, how does that work? Are you just flying an individual flag in that and competing with other high school kids? How does that work?
Yeah, sort of. They have rodeo teams kind of set up everywhere. I think there's one in Rout County, and then there's one in Moffitt County.
So it's regional.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just kind of a team deal, so we can put on a rodeo one of the weekends during out the year. So there's a bunch of teams kind of spread out around the state that people join. But there's one big association. It's actually a national association. They have junior high and high school. So from sixth grade on, you can be doing it. And they have junior high, more specialized events for kids to like kind of learn into. And like in the bareback ride and the bronc ride, and they put you on rope and steers instead. Just cause it's a lot safer than putting kids that don't know what's going on a full-grown bucking horse, so it's a lot safer this way. And then once you turn into high school, they put you on whatever, and they still kind of bring horses and bulls that fit high school kids and not trying to kill everybody off, so everybody's trying to learn out there. But there's probably 10 rodeos throughout the year, and then they have a state finals, and top four from there go to the national high school and junior high finals.
And how'd you do in high school?
I won in 2016. I won in at Nationals in Tennessee in the steer ride. And then freshman year, I was reserve all around. And then the year after that, I won the bareback. Then the year after that, I placed and just went right on into everything else.
Sweet. Sweet. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Stick around. Keenan will be back. He doesn't know it, but we're strapping him in. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break, pay some of the bills. Big shout out, of course, to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, Central Park Liquor, and the law firm of Bell and Pollock. You are tuned to Harvey's Huddle right here on KTYV. Sports on FM at 105.7 and 97.7 on the FM dial. And on the World Wide Web at steveoradio.com. We are Fox Sports.
Boxers or briefs?
You're gonna need a cop.
Sports on FM. KTYV, Steamboat Springs.
Central Park Liquor in Central Park Plaza has a huge selection of beer, with more than 420 different types of beer in stock and more than 200 different beers on sale now.
And Central Park Liquor is ringing in the holidays with the tasty brews from the Odell Brewing Company at the lowest prices of the year, including the Odell Lagerado Crispy Lager, 12-pack cans, a mere $12.99, and their 6-pack cans are a crazy $8.49, or the 90-shilling Amber Ale and the Good Behavior Crushable IPA at $10.49 a 6-pack. So catch the holiday spirit with Odell Brewing Company and Central Park Liquor.
It's time for Harvey's Huddle.
It's happening.
Wow.
Right now.
It's on. It's happening.
With Brian Harvey. ADD Radio.
Like you're even paying attention anymore.
On KTYV, Sports on FM at 105.7.
Welcome back to the program. It is Harvey's Huddle. Big shout out to our sponsors, Alpine Lumber, employee owned and operated, the contractor's choice, and the homeowner's friend for all your building materials. Go see Cody and the gang. Also like to thank Central Park Liquor in Central Park Plaza. New Year's Eve just around the corner. Sunday extended hours, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Get yourself stocked up. Central Park Liquor, the lowest prices, best selection, and best service in Northwest Colorado, guaranteed. And the law firm of Bell & Pollock, you get into an accident, you need a legal game plan. Gary Bell and his team will give you just that. Lots of complimentary information on their website. Go check it out at championsofthepeople.com. In the house on loan from Victory Motors, Mr. Cody May, the voice of Moffat County football and basketball.
And state wrestling.
And state wrestling. And Mr. Keenan Hayes, world champion bronc rider, 20 years young. You celebrate a birthday in a couple of days, though, don't you?
Yes, sir. Yeah, a couple of days.
So you made it through the championships in Las Vegas. Did I hear that you won a bunch of booze, too?
Yeah, they sent me home with two boxes. I don't know if one of them made it.
Who's a sponsor? Let's make sure we get the names
Pendleton
out there.
Pendleton Whiskey. They keep us well. I don't know what is it called?
Supplied.
Keep your motor running.
Supplied, exactly. Yeah. Hydrated.
That's okay, that's good. That's good. And Pendleton's a good brand of whiskey, and you're set for a little while, I guess.
Oh yeah.
What are some of the more interesting things that you've won on the bronc riding tour? Because obviously you get cash, but I think each rodeo has different prizes that they also give you. My friend Ann Battelle Iad, who is a former mogul skier in Japan, she won a cow because they're
cool.
Sacred. You know, like there's some random things. You know, you win cars or whatever. What are some of the crazy prizes that you've won so far?
So they give us. I've won two Rangers, Polaris Rangers.
Sweet.
One at the finals and one at the...
Did you bring them home or did you sell them?
Well, they just luckily give us a sheet of paper to take home with us, and then they send them to the dealership.
So oh, sweet.
It'll be in. My first one will be in sometime in end of January, February, and the other one I haven't quite ordered yet. So I don't know about that one.
All right, you going to let your dad drive one of those?
Oh, yeah. They can have the two-seater. I'll take the four.
There we go.
Yeah, in Houston, they give us a guitar.
Oh, nice.
For our Super Series.
Chris Ledoux.
Yep.
Come on, Keenan. You got a rock and roll. Yeah, you got a good country rock kind of name, Keenan Hayes. Ladies and gentlemen.
I just have to learn how to sing. I reckon.
Details.
You're right,
details.
Right? Details. But and then they give out guns every now and again.
Okay.
I got one from, Idaho Falls, Idaho, that I need to go get. And
okay.
Then, kind of the same thing. I got a buddy, Mitch Pollock, he puts on a bronc matchup in Idaho where he lives. And if you win it, you can take the money or you can take 10 bred heifers. So I think my buddy's won it 2 years in a row now. He's just adding to his herds.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yep, pretty cool.
That's awesome. Got building for the future, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Because the one thing we do know is rodeo stars don't always last forever when it comes. It is hard on your body. In fact, you know, I'm a ski bum. I moved here in 1988 for one ski season, Mom, I swear, after graduating from college. And in 96, it was well after my one season, I hit a tree on Fat Friday, and we had 13 inches on top of another 24 inches. It was January 1996. We got a ton of snow that year. You may not have been around at that point, but I hit a cute little aspen, and that ended my ski year that year. But I met more bull riders, bronc riders, and rodeo guys who became really good friends of mine in physical therapy.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to talk about the ski, the downhill.
No, in physical therapy. Physical therapy the right way, in fact. It blew me away, and the stories that they would tell and the things that and you guys are tough. So you're only 20 right now, soon to be 21. What bodily injuries, what have you done to yourself over the years? Like, we want to hear the evil Knievel stories.
Oh, I've held together pretty good.
All right, we like to hear that.
Yeah, I broke my jaw riding bulls.
We heard that one.
Sophomore year, and that's it? About my only main ones that I've broke too much. Little things here and there, but usually you just ride through and hopefully they heal themselves. I haven't had nothing jumping at me here lately, so good. I've been feeling good.
All right, keep that up. I got to follow you in the World Championships in Las Vegas, and it's the bull riders seem to have it easy, man. 8 seconds. It feels like they ride a whole lot less. But what you had to do, because I'm watching it on Cody May TV, which is basically a rebroadcast on Cody's Facebook page. I don't know if this is legal or not.
Probably not.
But, dude, you had to ride a ton of Bronx. It wasn't a one-day event. It was like, he's not champion yet. Talk about what you have to do to win this world championship, because it felt like you had, what, 10? 12 rides? How many rides did you have to do?
10.
10.
Yes, sir. There's
And they all hurt me watching because my body is not in good shape.
Yeah, so there's 10 rounds, and they pay so good that it comes down to the end of it. I went in there with a little bit more of a $100,000 lead, and it wasn't safe until round 10. Just $30,000 a night to win it, and then in the average, they pay out $90,000 or $80,000 to win the average, so you have to do good all 10 rounds and finish up good in that average, or people could jump you. And that's just kind of how it went. I was plugged away all week. Didn't draw the best by any means, but drew good enough to
be. And explain that to our listeners that don't really understand bronc riding when you say drew the best, because each one of these broncs is rated.
Yeah. So they're an animal, so they can have a good day and a bad day. So you never know which one you're going to get, and all the horses. I mean, there's definitely better horses in each pen than maybe some of the other ones in the same pen. So you could draw better that way on books. And
what are you looking for the better draw? I think I know the answer to this, but some of our listeners may not. Like, you want an ornery horse.
Yeah, you want one that bucks the hardest every round. And that's going to make your job easier and to be able to win money.
And they're not only judging you, but they're judging the horse on the way it's bucking.
Yep. So
and that's with a B, people.
Yep, 50 points for the rider and 50 for the horse or bull. And yeah, it just depends. You want your horse to be 22 to 24 or maybe even 25. And that's going to help you tremendously no matter what. As long as you go and do the same, you're going to be right there every time. And each judge, I guess there'd be four judges. Two are judging you and two are judging the horse. And out of 1 to 25 and kind of how it goes that way. And then they add it all up. Yeah, that's what you want every time. You want the best horse, and it works out usually.
And so how did you draw sort of each round? Kind of take us through it. And then who were your competitors that were close to taking that money from you?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, not to say I drew bad at all. I mean, we narrow it down.
I'll say you drew bad.
Cody was, he was doing the play-by-play. Yeah. He was not happy with the draw, and he was not happy on a few days or nights with the judging.
Yeah, that would be correct.
There were some words that we can't say on the radio that were.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really watch all that. It's just, like I said, you against the horse. But no, there's definitely been some of the better horses out that I wasn't getting on. But we draw, or the bareback riders, we narrow it down from 300 plus head of horses to the 105 that we can take to the finals. So these are the best horses in the world, and we tried to do our best. There might have been a few that we could have brought over some of the other ones, but everything that we brought performed pretty good, and you had a chance to stay in the average or win some money on them. There's some days I did draw the one to win it on, and I messed him up, and that's on me, you know, and that's just kind of the deal. It's a individual sport. It's you're going out against your horse, and you want to do the best job with what you got, and some days your buddies do better than you do, and that's just part of it. And but no, Jess Pope, he was giving me a run for my money, and him and Clayton Biglow, they were on my heels all week, and like I said, it didn't end until round 10. Jess was kind of the same thing I did earlier that week. He messed one up and left the door open for me, and I ended up winning that round and the average, and kind of, I guess people were calling it the triple crown of that, but it's a round 10 win, round out the average, and then the world championship. So that was pretty cool to be able to finish it up that last round. It meant a lot.
Absolutely, and we all know, thanks to Chris Ledoux, that winning, you know, a bull ride, you got to go 8 seconds. Dude, I'm slow, but you were definitely on those horses a whole lot longer than 8 seconds. How does that work?
Yeah, so, I mean, you crawl in there, and We're on the clock at the finals. They want you in and out as fast as you can. And if you're taking too long in there lollygagging, you're going to catch a fine. So we're in and out as fast as we can. And same with the horses. All the horses are loaded at the beginning of the rodeo just because it's a production.
Right. It's a TV show.
Exactly. They're moving horses in that alleyway the whole time. So there ain't no time to load horses after they kick it off. And so we have a order of go, and we know what horse or when we get into the bucking chutes and if we need to pull in the back and then roll in or if we're going to have time in the front. So it's a job from rodeo starts at 6 o'clock. We head back there about 5:30, shapped up and ready to go, and put our riggins on nice and loose in the back. And then we roll them forward and suck them up about five ahead of us. And then once they're in, we got to have our glove and be sitting on top of the horse and our hand run in by the time that horse leaves the arena. And then as fast as you can go in there, you get out and try to do everything right. And you can double grab it after the buzzer.
And what does that mean?
Just go from one hand to two hands. Just kind of go to saving your life at that point.
Hold on, people.
Yeah. Try not to get whipped down.
Yeah.
You can do that once the buzzer goes. So usually we go a second or two after just to be safe.
And how long is the actual ride?
8 seconds.
It is 8 seconds.
All you're getting judged on is eight seconds. Yep.
But man, it felt like some of those rides you were going on, and I'm uneducated.
Usually from the time the gate opens to the time you're off is less than 20 seconds, but it sure is a bunch of work. There's a few of us in there, me and Richie, we're kind of the sweaters of the group. So even if it's 30 degrees outside, we're going to soak through our shirt. It just kind of goes to show how much work it is. I mean, I'm not in the best shape by any means, but no, it's definitely a workout.
Wow. If you're just joining us, Keenan Hayes, world champion bronc rider, grew up here in Hayden, Colorado, Northwest Colorado, making us look good out there. We appreciate it. And just congratulations. What a great season you've had. And it's only your first. So now we're kind of on to the second season. You said it starts in September. So you're already setting yourself up pretty good for this next season, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been to our circuit finals and then rodeo in Waco, Texas. So I've been to two now, and go up to Gillette for the New Year's Eve rodeo New Year's Eve. And then
how big is that rodeo? How many people come to it? Because again, it's a niche sport, but there's a lot of sponsors and there are a lot of people who are way into it.
Yep. So this is just a rough stock rodeo on New Year's up there. And so there'll be, maybe 15, 20 guys in each event. And so there'll be sections of each. They'll split it up, and then you'll get on one. And if you're top five, you'll come back and get on a second one that same night. And then they pay out however that ends up. But so that one, it's not the biggest rodeo by any means, but for just a rough stock rodeo, it sure is one of the bigger ones. And then from there, we'll go on to...
And how many people attend, like a rodeo like that? How many are you thinking in the audience?
In that building, there could be 8,000 people maybe. I might be rounding up a little bit, but it's a pretty big venue, and usually a pretty good turnout. Everybody kind of comes out, and then they have a Chancey Williams concert afterwards in the barn next door.
And so we got to see him this summer Hayden for the Rouse County Fair.
Yep. Chancey's a great, great guy. Hey, every time you go and see him, it's a good show. And
Do you know him? Do you talk to him at all? Do you get to know some of these acts?
Yeah, I've got to meet Chancey a few times. I'm not gonna say we're the best of friends, right, but some of my buddies up in Laramie, they're really good friends with him.
And now you're the world champion. I bet you're gonna get a little, you know.
Right. Well, I've hung out with him here and there, and he's always a good time to be around, and always puts on a great show.
Former bronc rider at UW as well.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Well, and with Ledoux, and then we had Ned Ledoux 2 years ago for the county fair. Do you know Ned at all?
I don't know Ned.
Okay.
I haven't got a chance to meet him yet.
All right, but you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll come.
You will. Again, if you're just joining us, Keenan Hayes here on loan. You do not stop. I was trying to do this next week, and you can't because you've got this rodeo in Gillette. Where are you from there? And then how many more events? How many do you do a month?
So the winter time is our slow time.
Okay.
But it's kind of just the big winter rodeos, all the big indoors like Houston, San Antonio.
And now how
Austin.
Big a crowds are you drawing in San Antonio and Houston?
Houston, it's at the NRG Stadium. So it's where the Houston Texans play.
Where the Texans play.
So that place can fill up to like 80,000. And they do it at the Dickies Arena in Fort Worth that I'm sure can hold 40 or more. And then Denver's kind of one of the smaller ones, but that one's so fun. It's just so electric. And on top of you, it's cool. It has a lot more of the like the finals feel. Like.
And is that for the stock show or is that?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yep,
so we'll be there. I can't think of the days. I think I'm up the 11th and the 12th there.
Yeah.
I think I got to find a trade for those days. So I'm not too sure yet.
Okay. Well, now do you ski? Or snowboard?
I started 2 years ago at the Cowboy Downhill. I'm not going to say I'm very good at it, but we slide down the hill.
Keenan, I used to teach skiing for like 12 years. How about we get you? We'll go do a little skiing beforehand.
I'm down.
It's the best cheater that wins.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
Everyone over.
Well, you guys are all serving donuts on another planet. So
yeah, I do the snowboarding, so I already wrote that win off as a loss.
But, all right.
No, I
can't teach snowboarding.
We can put them on a really long set of skis.
Yeah,
but if we can get you on two planks, I can help you out a little bit.
Well, and, last year I bought a bunch of stuff. We were rodeoing. My traveling partner, Wyatt Denny, he's big into the ski and stuff. And I think he's won the downhill a year or two. But he back in high school, he did a lot of the Olympic ski and stuff over by Tahoe over there where he lives.
Yep.
And so going with him, I just kind of got roped into going. And we were up at my buddy's place in Montana, and I didn't want to sit at the house with his wife all week without the guys, So I went and bought all of my stuff, and we went out about a week straight. We went up to this one place north of Missoula, and I've gotten a lot better.
Good. White snow, fluffy, soft. It cannot, arena floor, I would imagine, hurts a whole lot more.
I don't know. I've caught an edge and got whipped down harder than I ever been whipped down before on any animal. So
you catch
that ice. A snowboard can eat you.
Oh, yeah.
Really fast.
Yeah, I got put on my head a few times. Good thing I had my cowboy hat on to break my fall. But yeah, no, we ruined a cowboy hat or two at the downhill.
I bet. Now, do you wear a helmet or do you have a special hat? How does that work with your bronc ride?
No,
or are those for sissies?
This is the cowboy hat. Yeah. We guys that ride bulls, they'll wear a helmet, which I did. I just used to lead with my head a little bit much, so I wore a helmet instead of my hat. But in the bronc riding, you really don't want that extra weight up there. It's you're always at the end of your arm getting your chin snapped back anyway, so more weight up there is just going to make it harder to keep your chin tucked. So I don't wear one, and that's kind of the main reason. Nobody really rides them in the bronc riding just for that reason. And plus, you look goofy.
It's all about how you look, right?
Exactly. Women wouldn't want us.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm sure you've got no problems there, my friend. So on the horse, like it looks like you're on there for so much longer than the 8 seconds. But I think it's what do you call it, the rocking chair? When you start,
some of them feel that way. Not very many, but they're at the end. Yeah, you double grab and kind of throw everything forward. Keep your feet in front of you, and try to stay down until the pickup man can get the flank off, and then it gets a lot more smooth.
Keenan, tell Brian, just describe the hand hold and the glove and the tit on the. Describe how that wedge is in there, because everyone says you tie yourself on a bull. Well, you wedge yourself on a bareback horse.
Yeah,
right.
Your hand usually comes out quite a bit easier in the bull rope. Sometimes not, but usually. But in the bareback riding, we got a big old heavy welding glove kind of thing, and we do all sorts of stuff to it. Cut slits in it to help us actually squeeze with it, so it's because it's so thick, and we'll put a big piece of leather,
sort of like Tom Brady doctoring the footballs.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, we do a lot of doctoring. we're probably a little better at it too.
You don't get caught.
Well, they already know.
It's legal.
Yeah, they're used to it by now.
You but, do whatever you want if you're going to stay on that horse.
But it's a kind of a suitcase looking handle is what they tend to call them. And it's just a piece of rawhide shaped handle that we work into, kind of fit in our hand. But we have that big glove, and we'll have a big old piece of leather at the bottom side by the pinky. And then another one, some guys ride it on the ring finger, on the back side of your ring finger. And then another one on the top side of your index. And you really just got to wedge your hand in like...
It is wedged.
Oh, yeah. When I go to put my hand in, I got to fold my index finger over my middle finger and then kind of break my pinky off and then shove everything else in. But it comes out a lot easier than it goes in. I don't understand the physics behind it, but it seems to work.
Wow.
As long as your hand's in there. I mean, you have to come, like if you get into a bad spot, you got to jump off into your hand. So I ride with my right hand. You'll always see me go into the right. But if you ever, like, guy can get whipped down and whipped to the left side, your hand ain't ever going to come out until they stop the horse and throw you to the other end. So
I'm thinking shoulders, elbows,
yep, just
fingers,
do it right.
Dislocation.
Yeah, just do it right and you stay healthy.
Okay. That's good advice right there.
Yeah.
That's it's easier for some to say and do than others.
Absolutely. Just do it right and you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So you talked about being in shape. Sweating a lot. I look, just watching you, I was sweating. What do you do to work out? What's your cross training? How does that work?
Not a whole lot at the moment. Before the finals, we were in the gym a little bit here and there, just making sure everything's moving and you're ready to go. But shoot, most of the year, it's just getting on as often as you can or as little often as you can. If you don't have to get on as much, it helps for sure, trying to create the longevity. When I work out, it's just old wrestling workouts that I used to do, staying in shape that way. And I'm not much of a cardio guy, so I don't really do a whole lot of it.
Push-ups, sit-ups, that kind of thing.
Sit-up, body weight workouts, and just lifting weights. And then just, like before the finals, I just stay mobile, make sure everything's bending still and not getting tight on me.
You mentioned push-ups and sit-ups. When Keenan was a little twerp and he'd get in trouble, you couldn't spank him enough to pay attention.
Right, he did. It doesn't seem like that. Pain doesn't seem to bother him.
Too much Irish in him, a little hard-headed. And that's how we disciplined him. If he'd get in trouble picking on his sister or whatever, he'd do push-ups. We'd make him do push-ups and sit-ups. It backfired on us. After a while, we noticed, where'd Keenan go? You'd be watching TV and no Keenan. Booger's in his bedroom doing 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, or 100 pull-ups every night. So it kind of backfired on us, but you look at him now, and I guess it was kind of worth it.
It all paid off. It was a good foundation right there, Dad. So Keenan Hayes, Donnie Hayes, and of course you, Cody May. What do we got? 10 generations right here, Yampa Valley? Between the five generations for you guys? Where are we at?
I'm four. My kids are five.
Your kids are five. Yeah. Keenan, you're what, fifth? Are you fifth?
Fifth or sixth.
Fifth or sixth generation?
It's been here a while.
That's awesome, man. It's awesome. You're lucky. I just moved here and said, Mom, I'm never coming back. Sorry.
First year.
Yeah. Just 1 year, Mom. And I did, actually. Back then, it was so quiet in town from basically April 15th through about July 1st that I actually had to go back to Boston, work, save up a bunch of money, and then come back and figure out what to do for the 2 months of summer and then figure out the fall season. So things have changed a little bit. We got a few more people in town.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, guys, Keenan Hayes, thank you so much. Good luck. Don't be a stranger, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. And be sure to come on out to the Steamboat Pro Rodeo Series, and we'd love to see you out there.
Oh, absolutely. It's my favorite time. John Shipley has, as I always say, I'm from Boston, not from Austin. He has educated me in rodeo. I live up on Old Fish Creek Falls Road, so I actually live in the executive boxes. So even when I'm not there, Shipley comes into my living room every Friday and Saturday night. So I get to listen to him. And I know the event that you did make it to this summer, man, the 4-H kids, the kids were so fired up to see you there, Keenan, so don't be a stranger.
Yes, sir. They helped me out a bunch, so you guys will be seeing me a bunch at Steamboat, hopefully. So
awesome.
As often as I can, I'll be there.
Awesome. Well, let me know. We'll get you back on the radio, and we'll shoot the you-know-what.
Yes,
it
sir.
It is Harvey's Huddle. We're going to put this one in the books. Thanks for joining us. You are tuned to KTYV, Sports on FM at 105.7 and 97.7, and on the World Wide Web at steamboatradio.com.
Boxers or briefs, you're gonna need a cop. Sports on FM, KTYV, Steamboat Springs.